All right, word. So I'm gonna do two pieces. The first one I'm gonna do just to like honor this thing that happened earlier. Ran into a woman from DC who was like, yo, this poem you did in DC, was that you? And I was like, yeah. She was like, that's dope. I was like, cool, I'm gonna bust it. Just a little disclaimer, it's from a bigger body of work that'll just put it in context a little bit. But if you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a chick ain't one. That's hope. And well, I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? Oh, well, that's Slim Shady. Yeah, we are not the same. I am a Martian. That's Wheezy F. Baby. If you ain't gonna die for doing the right thing, what you gonna die for? My grandfather asked me that. So check it. I knew this brother who claimed he wasn't scared of nothing, dude. Packed him a little bit of something, dude would bust if it went from calm to crunk too fast. He wore an S across his chest like Superman, but I called him Kryptonite. His own worst enemy when days didn't end at night, cause he had to sleep light with the burner and the knife. And vivid his life every time he put on the floor and then creak right and peep, right? He said it was all for his slice of the American pie. Got mad when I sat him down, looked him in the eye and said, bruh, how bad do you want to die? He said, what? If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a chick ain't one. Well, how bad do you want to die? He said, forget you, Tish. Man, I lived this shit. I had to earn my silver spoon and dish, so why wouldn't I be ready to die for that shit? What? 99 problems, but a chick ain't one. Why wouldn't I be ready to die for this? And I'm like, bro, let me see if I hear you. Matter of fact, why don't you think back just a little bit, man? While you stacking your figures, there's somebody watching your every move, waiting to come and get you, and this ain't our destiny. He said, this is the best for me. I said, you can't do better, G. He said, man, whatever, B, this world ain't letting me. So as scared as I am to die, I pledge my allegiance to these streets. This death already just being me. Plus, I need this money, queen. I got a sling to feed my seed. That was 99 problems. I got a sling to feed my seed. So I'm like, bro, let me see if I hear you for the 5 stacks in your pocket. If my missile is big as a rocket, well, at your dome, would you really be ready to go home alone? Would you really be ready to live by the streets and die by the chrome, brother? Become an unknown brother and lose the opportunity to watch the sea grow? Bruh, how bad do you want to die? So at this point, like, he pulls that young urban, like, man, you got me fucked up. He pulls that and he's like, yo, man, We grew up together, fam, and I feel like you kind of forget where you come from, man. I remember back when you used to act like that. In fact, I'm kind of bugging on how you figure you could even form your lips to ask me that question, sis. How bad did you want to die? And I'm like, yeah, man, you know, I sort of kind of remember when I used to be the cat that walked the path to the gangster beat, limping, idolizing criminology, thug life, and pimping. And just in case my terminology is too ebonic for your addiction, minister society, boys in the hood is my fact, no fiction. I'm versatile with positions, a shortstop's been no stop short of getting an ass whipping. Wait, listen, I've been in situations asking, will I live or will I die? Thanking God for all the angels that fly by my side. I've lost, I've cried, had friends that died. My best friend used to be a 4-5, hit stains, took rides. My belt, Grand Theft Auto. My belt just short of attempted manslaughter, stomach empty. I'll be hunger and pain's daughter. Should I go on? I want 99 problems, but a chick ain't one. I'm like, yeah, fam, I think that I ought. I did the one parent household and received my father on the other end of the telephone saying that he had no daughter. Shit's daughter, I was. Question, do you still smoke weed? Answer, yes. I stay buzzed, medicating emotions that I ain't ready to touch. Hence why I wear gloves, no evidence, cuz I would never sell my story, you couldn't pay me enough. Too many projects, stories, bites, pissy hallways, crack, rock, whores, needles in people's arms, and broken elevators that won't take you to the level that I'm on. I'll be gone, speaking of bullshit. What 99 problems, but a chick ain't one. So I'm like, yeah, I sort of kind of remember when I used to act like that. So that's how I figure I could form my lips to ask you that question, bro. How bad do you? He's still on that whole, like, man, you got me messed up, right? But he goes back to the music. He's like, you know what, Tish, man? We're in his basement. He goes back to the music and he's like, the answer is always in the lyrics, right? So if you're asking me, I'll tell you. Runs the records back. He goes, what if you having girl problems? I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems. I want 99 problems, but a chick ain't one. Cause I am whatever they say I am. If I wasn't, then what would they say I am? In the papers, the news, the radio, magazines, TVs, convenience stores, malls. Man, to them, I am a Martian. Gimmicky tattoo, no lie. I was like, yo, I was like, you know, don't Okay, so the next piece I'm going to do is called Tracks, just because, you know, all the things are called tracks that we're participating in, right? Before I was born, there was movement. Paddles pushing pent-up people through oceans of pain. That explains my fear of water. When I was born, there was movement still. Lines, paths, roads, circles, and tracks. I had my first perm in elementary school. Went from coarse, curly black hair to straight, thin, then what are you gonna do with this do? After that, I did braids, weaves, ponytails, extensions, this faux hawk, mohawk, ducktail, design on the side type thing, but before all of that, I also wore tracks. Then there was high school, St. Paul Central. Big gray, five floor in a basement building, kind of looked like a prison, kind of ran like one too. The fifth floor was for the academic acronyms like AP and IB. The fourth floor was for the quest learners, second to the best grade point average earners. The third was whatever. The second was pass, and the first was primarily the theater class. How we were placed in this system. Tracks. Pause. My name is Tish Jones, and I have been called here to represent ancestors whose blood sifts through the palms of my little brother's hands as he plays in the sand and they bless him. Forefathers who existed before those forefathers and raised men to raise men, hence the sun and the raisin. Then a generation of beautiful black women born and bred to believe that beauty belongs to everyone but them. So they die and they fry and they try to fit in many ways, allowing trains to leave tracks on their thighs because the tracks attached to the root of her naps, which hang to the mid of her back, reduce self-respect, and she is all right with that. They call her a runner, making laps on laps, known as a track star, the best at her craft. She is also right on track. Then there's a little boy whose father got sent away yesterday, so he's having a bad day, and he answers some of those test questions in the wrong way. Now he's in the hallway with extra help, frustrated, fighting to keep his tears to himself. Pause that, because look at her. I mean, she's beautiful. Brown skin, long hair, just a little bit skinny. She's smart. She makes failing that same test seem real hard. Well, anyway, like, she and he were cool. They went to the same school. Grew up together too, did things that two best friends would normally do until one day after taking that test, she got labeled advanced and he got labeled a fool. Dropped out of school and did what he felt he had to. Became a star mathematician and genius in the kitchen. Studied how different greens and whites would help with his addition. Financial advisor for women, pimping and flipping. Now my man fights his tears inside of a prison. Pause. Forget it. Just play track, black boy. Or football, or basketball, or just ball, black boy. Rob, steal, fail, get money, get girls, and go to jail. You do the same, black girl. Read Cosmo, People, Vibe, and Fixin'. Try all your life to find the place that you fit into. You see, I represent broken histories, missing texts from textbooks, kinesthetic learners that don't test good, products of our society, 24 hours of good, clean sobriety, and a language that I play with because mine was taken, and a country that shuns me, and I have so much stake in it. People who are a direct result of an action taken, and people who fear those people, so they've created laws to evade and contain them inside lines, paths, roads, circles, and tracks. My name is Tish Jones, and I have been called here to represent the missing piece. Thank you.